You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Let me tell you about William. He's been fighting battles since day one. The doctor said his life was over, yeah, before it had begun. They said he'd never walk, but now he walks. They said he'd never talk, but now he talks. I guess you could say he's a living, breathing, walking miracle. And then there's Veronica with the sign in the second row. Said even cancer couldn't stop me from coming to your show. I guess I never thought we'd meet again, but the very next year we met again. I guess you could say she's a living, breathing, walking miracle. Oh, they're all around us everywhere we go. The proof that we should never give up hope, 'cause we serve a God who turns impossible into living, breathing, walking miracles. This is for the fighter. We're celebrating 6 months clean for the marriage that was over, but somehow God redeemed anyone who's been up against the odds just to find out there's a God who's making us all living, breathing, walking miracles. Oh, they're all around us everywhere we go. The proof that we should never give up hope, 'cause we serve a God who turns impossible into living, breathing, walking miracles. Tell you about you, yeah, you. Do you know that you're amazing? A one in a million masterpiece that's in the making. You might think, not me, but every single breath that you breathe is saying you are a living, breathing, walking miracle. Yeah. Oh, they're all around us everywhere we
crucified my Lord. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to a tree? Were you there when they nailed him to a tree? Sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to a tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him?
You are listening to today's Modern Worship here in Brevard County, 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Walked with a smile. You walked with peace. But his heart cried out. He was alone. He broke the world. things new. And he tore my heart as he stood silent. So beautiful, so beautiful. Where are you? Where are you? My God, why have you forsaken me? We'll be right back.
face says it all. Hit the brakes in a moment of time. It's all out on the line. Nobody knew the rain would fall and how the flood would bring the levee down.
Brevard's home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Dry up, oh, let it rain. nations will scatter, the nations will flee at the thunder. Thunder of your voice, thunder of your voice, the nations will flee at the thunder. Thunder of your voice, thunder of your voice, the nations will flee.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
Power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. came from this dirt. I came from this dirt. I came from, it's my dirt, but it ain't my home. This dirt ain't my home. This dirt, no, it ain't my home. This dirt ain't my home. From the breath of God I was born. Clap them hands, stomp them feet. Devil ain't got no hold on me. Dance all day, dance all night. Good God, I'm on fire. I'm born again. This girl gone someday.
Gospel Seed with Pastor Gary. Today I'm going to read to you from Acts chapter 26, verses 17 and 18. And I'm just going to give you the summary of verse 17. In verse 17, he's saying that Paul was called to the Jewish people as well as to the Gentiles. And then in verse 18, it says that he was sent to them to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So Paul was sent to open the eyes of their hearts. How did he do that? He did it by proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ that shines the light of God on the hearts of people. Too often we are quick to judge and condemn because people are sitting in darkness. But my friend, the real challenge I'm giving you today is, don't just look at them sitting in darkness with disgust, but do something about it. You are the salt and light of God. And so it's up to us to share the message of Jesus with people in order for the eyes of their hearts to be opened. And when we share the message of God with people, it will get their attention. It will draw them out of darkness to light. It will bring forgiveness of sins, and it will bring an awesome inheritance of Jesus Christ into their lives. So you have a challenge today. Be the light of God to a dark and dying world and lead people out of darkness as you share the message of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.
And I sleep. You surround me, faintly. You surround me.